You know, now I can say that my humanity is my property. To be human is to be limited. To be human is to forget who we really are in God. To be human is to forget our divinity and divine nature in God and in Christ. In that sense, I am wealthy, but I am poor. But how could that be? How can someone be so wealthy in divinity and being divine and being so poor because he or she doesn't know who he or she is? In that sense, humanity is my poverty. I am poor because I'm human. Why? Because I forgot who I am. Jesus said to Peter, "Who do you think I am?" Peter said, "You're Christ. You're the Son of God." He was saying, "You are it." Right? And Jesus said, "Blessed are you." Why? Because you know who I am. No. Blessed are you because that's the way I see it. Blessed are you for the flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Blessed are you because humanity didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. Then Jesus comes and asks us another question. Who do you say you are? I could say, Lord, I know somehow divinity is in me because of you. I know somehow in the spirit, by faith, that I belong to the family. My sins are forgiven, and I'm heir, and I'm seated in the right hand with you. Right hand of the Father, and I'm seated in heavenly places with you. But at the same time, my poverty doesn't allow me to access it or to completely embrace it. Then who do I say I am? I am poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I am poor. I am needy. And my poverty is my humanity. Am I going to stay poor like this before I come and see you, Jesus? I really don't know. But I know that when I see you, I will be like you, as Paul said. When we see him, we will be like him. Our poverty will go away. But my humanity is my poverty now. What do I do with my poverty? What do I do with my humanity? I really don't know. But I do know that I love him. But I am poor. You could be wealthy human, but still our humanity is our poverty. You could be poor and not to have money to fill up our car with gas, or we don't have money to buy a car, and we don't even have money to go to grocery and buy a piece of bread. But still, that's not our poverty, the way I see it. That's a form of poverty to me. My humanity, our humanity is our poverty. Rich or poor, you're humans. I just wanted to get that out. And to me, that's like the, when the Lord appeared to us in the form of knowledge and revelation, it's always stage by stage. He just set the stage. What I just shared is not the whole message. It was a stage to know our humanity is our poverty, and that's the way I see it, and that's the way it was revealed to me so far. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of God. I would say, blessed are you when you're human, with all the dysfunction, with all the poverty, with all the shortcomings, with all the weakness and powerlessness, and with all the mixture. We all know what we are dealing with. To be human is a full-time job. But blessed are you. That's all. And another thing is, Bible always encourages us, especially Jesus, to embrace and carry our cross. Then our humanity could be our own cross. We carry it. We don't curse it. Sometimes we get nailed on our cross, which that's the way. We get nailed to our humanity. We hate it. We don't want to be weak. We don't want to make mistakes. We want to be wiser. We want to be supernatural. But humanity is our poverty. Humanity is our cross. Hopefully we can embrace it. Even if we are nailed to it, we'll be resurrected. But the divine in us that is already in us will be resurrected. Hopefully on earth. If not, when we see him, we will be like him. And that is all for now. Until the next stage, which will be the next message, hopefully.